Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three. I misspoke myself. I said hour number two coming up. This is hour number three. It is Thursday, the first day of April, 2004. And no, there won't be any April Fool's jokes on this show. We talk about only real important issues that affect you and your family, issues of real significance, real talk radio. We're about to jam a few calls in, then Jack McClam's coming on with a huge development. You'll want to stay with us for this, what they're doing in the high schools in Idaho. Very serious. Total brainwashing. This should chill you to the bone. And then I'm going to get into some of the other news. Russia Duma moves to curb demonstrations. They say they're arresting people that protest the government. Also, we'll get into Americans wary of some terror war tactics. Two-thirds of Americans, 72%, said that they have very little trust in the government. And this is an Associated Press article. They don't trust the government and Homeland Security. I'd say the numbers are even higher. And you better watch yourselves because everybody's starting to wake up. You criminals, we're coming for you, Baron Rothschild. All right, and new technology turns cell phones into tracking devices. It's all coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, Rob in Wyoming's up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Remember during the Lee Harvey Malvo incident there a couple years ago, kind of a fizzle out of the follow-ups of the
Lee Harvey day. Kleinbold. McVeigh.
Right. And it was spelled out in Operation Northwoods. They were going to have a sniper going around the D.C. area and stuff.
Yeah, official U.S. government plan for sniper attacks in D.C., and then how to frame the patsies.
Anyway, when the letter showed up from the sniper and the police chief, Duck and a Moose, passed along the least helpful bit of information.
He gets up and says it's very important. Caught like a duck with its head in the noose. Total code control.
Well, but he also passes on something that you or I would be the last thing we would pass on from the sniper's letter, giving him an audience and a stage, which says, and all the papers immediately picked it up, and you would know that, which is, your children aren't safe anywhere. And the children were already well aware, and their parents, of the danger. This was like
part of terrorizing everybody. It's a mind control act, just like the CIA anthrax attack.
Right. So now in the newspaper on Friday, March 19th, we have two Associated Press stories, and that makes me doubly suspicious for the hidden agenda in the writing of the story. Both on the same page of the newspaper, tiny town dodges Columbine-like incident, and children arrested in plot to scoot Shulman.
Oh, I know. They'll have some zit-faced kid talk about what they're going to do, and then they arrest everybody. Thanks for the call. It's amazing. Let's talk to Marty in New York. Marty, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you're spoken on the radio yet, but they got Brother Stare on station. I was listening to you on. Just after 911, the Chinese had a video.
Yeah, let me stop you right there. Let me explain to you the shortwave schedule, okay?
Uh-huh.
The first 2 hours of this show, 11 to 1 Central,
yeah,
are carried by WWCR.
Uh-huh.
And then all 3 hours at night are now carried on 3210.
Oh, so you're not on a shortwave right now?
Yeah, not in the third hour, no.
No, okay, I was wondering. Yeah, just after 911, the Chinese had a video calling us paper tigers and stuff. Is that on any of your videos?
Well, I mean, the Chinese are always threatening to kill us and threatening to nuke us, so our government gives them more of our jobs and more of our weapons.
Yeah, but you were saying just after 911, they had a video saying we're paper tigers and look at the expression on our faces, we're afraid and everything.
Yeah, that's just all part of the propaganda.
Yeah. You know where Rick Wiles is now? The last I heard, he's supposed to get a TV program.
Yeah, it's supposedly what he's out doing.
Oh, I don't know what channels he's on. I haven't heard anything about him. But, okay, thanks.
Hey, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Interesting call. We'll come back, talk to Jack McClam, and we'll get to Frank and Ann and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. I haven't even gotten into the new incriminating 9/11 evidence. This third hour is going to be absolutely, totally jammed.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Coming up, a lot of new 9/11 developments. What's happening in Iraq? The police state, what's happening to our Bill of Rights and Constitution? And, of course, we'll take a bunch of your calls. I didn't mean to have a guest on today. I wanted to have... But having a lot of guests on, I like to have a few shows a week where we don't have any guests. We just take calls and cover news. But my good friend Jack McClam, 24 years fighting the New World Order with police and military against the New World Order, a veteran, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, has done amazing work this man has done. And I got a call in the first hour from Ben in Idaho. And I believed Ben, you know, I've got good discernment, and the document he was reading sounded official, and it's similar to what I've seen them teaching at the universities, and it said that, in a nutshell, we're going to read it on air in a second, it said that there's no constitutional rights, you don't really have any rights, we're going to take all your rights. First it was just the Second Amendment, now, but America isn't about making money or having your own life, it's about serving the state, and the state's your master. And this is given to the high school seniors. And then he mentioned, you know, I know Jack McClam. I talked to him during a break. I said, do you have a fax machine? He said, no, but my neighbor, and this is a community where patriots moved to try to get away from the New World Order. You know, hundreds and hundreds of patriots, a large portion of the town, the county. And he said, I can go to my friend Jack McClam's house and fax this. I said, yes, that'll be good. I can confirm this is accurate. Jack can call some local officials. Well, that was an hour and 20 minutes ago. Jack's got it. They faxed it to me. They've called public officials. He's done some good police investigative work for us. And I'm sure this will probably end up being in their newsletter this month. We'll post it on the website in the next day or so. But Jack McClam, this is just another indicator of the insane rush towards total tyranny.
Alex, this last week, as you know, has just been incredible as these forces of totalitarianism have come to us through the courts in the last few days. And now, I've just yesterday received this from Ben, who faxed it over to us, a copy of this Superintendent of Public Instruction letter from the Idaho County Farm Bureau.
So you were already a few steps. You were already a few steps ahead of me. You had it yesterday.
Yeah,
that's good. And he got over there to get you on the show. Go over this. Well, you know what? I was about to bring up the court rulings first. Let's do that first to give people the atmosphere we're in. You know, to show this just isn't Idaho or Nevada or Louisiana. This is nationwide, worldwide. Tell us about the Fifth Circuit and Supreme Court rulings.
Well, I don't have them here before me, Alex. I'm involved in a very critical situation with a police officer right now that's in trouble, and that's what I've been doing all morning long. He contacted us, and he's being terminated because he's caught with Patriot materials and everything, and so we're
trying
to
help him.
Well,
let me go over it then briefly.
Yeah,
caught with evil Patriot materials.
I don't have those before me right here.
Well, let me just go over that then briefly for those since we mentioned it. On Monday, the Supreme Court said that you got to answer their question, show them an ID, or you're charged with resisting arrest. That was the ruling. So now it's assault, and I've got the ruling here in front of me.
Yes.
To not answer these God's questions. Then, last week, the Fifth Circuit said, no more warrants to search your house or business. The headline there, warrants no longer needed. Subheadline, dissenting judges call it the road to hell. The Las Vegas Review-Journal headline on the Supreme Court decision called it the road to the police state. So that's what's going on. Now, there have been some other rulings. Now, Jack, please tell us what's going on.
Okay, brother. Well, you know, we're deeply concerned here in Idaho. We have these constitutional communities here, 11 of them we built, and hundreds, like you said, of Christian families have come together to take over the politics of this county to help the good people who live here get some good people in office. But we're concerned about our schools all across the country, and we're following up on these things as fast as we can. But praise God for Betty DeFrini, their president of the Idaho County Farm Bureau, that brought it to our attention, this book that's being taught from, that is being offered at a very low price to the schools, extremely low price, so every school can afford it, because most textbooks are very expensive. But it's called We the People, and it's right along the lines of the Humanist magazine in 1983. Remember when John Dunphy said, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers that correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of the new faith, which will replace the rotting corpse of Christianity. And, of course, this is just more of the same, where in We the People, it has a quote here, the citizen in the Constitution, which has been authorized and funded by appropriations under Bill 7 or H.R. 6. And the quote is, the existence of a written constitution or bill of rights does not mean that the citizens actually have the rights they contain. Absolutely incredible that our kids are being taught that, yes, you may read the Bill of Rights and you may read the Constitution, but that doesn't mean you really have those rights that you've just read. It goes on to say, nor does the existence of laws passed by our federal, state, and local governments guarantee that citizens will actually receive the rights the laws are supposed to protect. Now, you can imagine the school kids' perplexity in reading these Constitution, Bill of Rights, which may be even a parent or somebody else has mentioned to them, we have, and now the schools are teaching them, well, you really, yeah, you can read them there, but that
those
doesn't mean you actually have these
those
rights.
Those textbooks need to be removed immediately, and whoever approved those needs to be fired.
That's right. That's right. And it's
just it gets worse.
More of the same. We here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, Alex, say that we're very strong on this. If you have your children in the government school system today, you should be prosecuted for child endangerment and for you know, the crimes against children, because there's nothing you can do worse to your child today than say, well, gee whiz, I can't put them in a private school, I can't homeschool them because both my wife and I have to work, and we got to pay for the three cars and the mobile home and the motor home and everything. It should be a crime today to have your children in the public school system, the corruption and the evil that these children are being taught.
Now, earlier, I totally agree. Earlier, Jack, Ben read some more out of that.
Yes.
I mean, there's some even worse stuff in there. Can you continue?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've got this whole article here by Betty, who sent it out as president of the American, or I'm sorry, the Idaho County Farm Bureau. Goes on to say, in lesson three, the students are told that our founders took the idea of the Roman Republic, classical republicanism, when they formed our country. That view was that the citizens were not to be concerned with making money and taking care of their families, but with the government and the common good, and that there would be no inequality of wealth.
Now, that's communism.
Pure socialism and communism, yes. And it says there is no mention of the Tenth Amendment to the Constitution. The book has a negative view of our Bill of Rights and positive view of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And that is exactly what the schools are teaching today.
Which, by the way, in Article 30 and 31 says that you have no rights.
That's right. And if you read this Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the word right is really wrong, because it is government privileges. Everything is government privileges, and if you notice, right after they state what right you have, which is a government privilege, they tell you how, under law, it can be removed from you if the government feels that's appropriate. So everybody should get a copy of this United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights
and
read.
Jack,
yes.
In these two federal rulings, they say, it is the privilege of the officers to search your house without a warrant. It is for their safety. It is their privilege that you have to answer their questions. It's all about we, the people, being beneath the state. Is that how America's supposed to work?
It certainly isn't, Alex, but I remember, I think when I was on your show one time, I told you in 1976 when I was sworn in as a police officer in the Regional Police Academy in the sixth largest city in the United States, they came in and told us, even in 1976, that we were no longer citizens, and we were raised above the citizens as an entity of government to better supervise the people for their own good.
And now they're calling us all civilians. What does it mean when you call the state police office here in Austin about your record or about some, or doing a check on somebody, and the voicemail says, if you are wanting a job in our civilian corps as a clerk, please press 5. If you want to join our force and not be a civilian, press... I thought police were civilians.
Well, they are civilians, but they're being told they're an entity of government above the citizenry to better supervise them, not serve them. Notice that we went from servants to supervisors of the American public. And that's where you're getting into this. It fits in perfect with the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where you have government-granted rights, they call them. But, of course, you know, the government doesn't grant any rights. They grant a privilege while you act in good behavior.
Well, Jack,
they
want to
take it from
exactly.
You
I want to shift gears, and I want to get you up soon for a couple hours again. But I want to shift gears here in the next and final segment to get your take on the horrible images of Americans hanging up dead by the Iraqis. But again, what should our response to that be, Jack?
Well, brother, I'll tell you, I spent my show this morning talking about that, and I was very angry, and so was some of our fellow soldiers I've been talking to about it. Of course, you know, and I know that when I went in the Vietnam War, that we were serving as mercenaries for these internationalists, and we weren't doing anything there for the benefit of America whatsoever.
So it's the fault of the mercenary owners putting our troops in this position.
Yes, we're in a mercenary status today in Iraq and Afghanistan, once again serving the internationalists.
In fact,
for
some
no
of
American
these so-called
interest.
Civilians that were killed were indeed mercenaries.
That's right.
Stay there, Jack. We got a break. We'll be right back.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, I'm going to zip through your calls, cover a bunch of other news. This is our final segment with Jack McClam. Police and military against the New World Order. Just type police and military against the New World Order into a search engine. It'll be one of the first links that pops up. Got a long website name, so that's the best way to do it. And we're going to have Jack back on. I always love having Jack on. Before we get back into Iraq here briefly, I mean, Jack, you're a veteran, a police officer, all this. To see this happening, everything we warn people about happening, and to see them just butchering the Bill of Rights, murdering America in front of us, and know how criminal they are, and then to see the textbooks, and that We the People textbook, by the way, is out there nationwide. We're getting calls.
Yeah.
I mean, this is despicable. This is so, it shows us what they want.
Well, it's absolutely treason is what it is, Alex, and you can't call it by any other name. You know, it's absolute treason, and these people ought to be held up and prosecuted for treason that are putting out this information, because it's totally against our constitutional system. And they know it, and it's to undermine this nation and overthrow it.
And by the way, if they wanted to publish books as part of the First Amendment and tell us communism and evil and wickedness is good, that's their right. But
yes,
when they collude to put it in the schools as part of a conspiracy, a program, that's not the First Amendment. That's the government destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and that is treason according to the Constitution.
Yes. Brother, do you remember Bertrand Russell, the socialist atheist hero of the left in the
yes.
1950s?
Yes.
In his book, The Impact of Science in Society, this reeks just rains right back to that when he said education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than their schoolmasters would have wished.
And what's happened today in America?
This is exactly what's happening. They're throwing out reading, arithmetic, and they're saying they're preparing these children for school to work. Well, what kind of work can children do if they can't read or write or do math? I think they'd just be slaves at flipping hamburgers someplace.
Well, that's a good industrial job, according to Bush.
That's right. That's manufacturing today, making
and
hamburgers.
And again, people don't even know. I've had arguments with idiots. Well, that is manufacturing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really done a job on us. They've got a problem, though. Tens of millions of us aren't stupid. Jack, just in the last few minutes here, I don't want to fire your phone number out for folks who want the newsletter. It's excellent. Just briefly for people, the Iraq situation, what should we do?
Well, brother, of course it won't happen because we're so brainwashed by the media. They control media, but we should not be there. You know, we're being told once again, like we were told in Vietnam, that I had to go over and kill little Oriental people to protect America. And, of course, it was an absolute lie out of the pits of hell. Just like Bush's lie that we're over there to fight terrorism.
And as usual, they were funding the communists from the beginning.
Yes, that we're over there to fight terrorism, and we're not over there to fight terrorism. These Iraqis and Afghanis, the Taliban, was violating the trust of the big international banks that were making millions of dollars a day off the opium fields. We had to go over there and clean them out to get the opium fields replanted and get that oil pipeline across Afghanistan that they refused to let us have. Now we're over there losing our lives as American soldiers to secure the natural resources and to set up a puppet government over there for the internationalists. It
and
has nothing
way,
to do with democracy or fighting terrorism at all.
And it's not just Clark or O'Neill who are saying that. We have the PNAC documents from the president saying it's about oil.
That's brilliant, man. That's great. I haven't seen that. Is that on your website?
Yeah, that's the Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000, written by Dick Cheney.
Okay, I'll go there and we'll look it up, because this is the kind of thing we need to put in our police military newsletter.
Well,
so
Jack, how do people
that.
Get that police and military newsletter?
Yeah, they can write us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, Alex, or go to the website. As you said, Police and Military Against the New World Order. And just put it in the search engine, easiest way, and push the button. You can order the newsletter there, or give us a letter here to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, same address as Police and Military Against the New World Order, and just write in to us at HC11, that's like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Magnum, just like the pistol or the revolver that I carried on duty, and that's Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC11, Box 357, Magnum, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536.
Jack, we're going to win this thing, though. I've never seen such an awakening taking place. Are you getting that from your police and military?
We certainly are, brother. I'm getting more letters and calls and emails, especially email from police and soldiers than ever before.
Because they heard us warn them years ago. They didn't believe it. Now they're seeing it happen before their eyes. Godspeed,
right,
my friend.
Yeah.
Godspeed. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you I'm just doing my job.
If I confiscate your gun,
patrol,
you better lick my boots, because we're the state and we own you. Hoo, hoo, hoo. All right, enough goofiness. Let's jam a bunch of calls in here, and then we're going to get to a bunch of news. Let's go to Frank in Ohio. Frank, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Are you aware that those contractors who were killed outside of Fallujah were members of Blackwater USA?
Well, I knew that yesterday they were saying they were either DynCorp or that other group you just mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a group that was formed by a former Navy SEAL and mercenaries, and that the Bushies are trying to form 4 more companies of guns for hire.
Yeah, they've already had them for a long time. They admitted they're sending them in to a bunch of different groups to take over the diamonds and on the west coast of Africa.
Right, but anyhow, these guys, they pull our military out of that town, and then they just blasted the heck out of it. And the civilians were just taking revenge for what these mercenaries did to them.
That is what I'm getting even in the back of the newspaper, and I'm not saying it's good to hang up these dead bodies, but you know what? I don't agree with you. I think that the Iraqi people should thank the government for bombing their houses and machine-gunning their homes and arresting all the men down to age 10. And I think, you know, I think they ought to nuke that city and kill every man, woman, and child.
Because that's good. One other thing. Now I hear that Condoleezza Rice is the one that negotiated with the Taliban in Houston, you know, to build that pipeline through Kyrgyzstan. Is that true?
Yes, that's BBC.
Yeah, I thought I heard that. And that we had pulled the French and the German intelligence in July of 2001 that we'd be in Afghanistan at war in mid-October. And if I look at my calendar, July comes before September, doesn't it?
Yeah, Bush, 2 days before the 9/11 event they orchestrated, had the launch orders for the attack, and 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops were massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I've made two films on the subject. I've written a book on the subject, published another book on the subject. Get Descent into Tyranny, Get Order Out of Chaos, Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Get Masters of Terror. You'll have a master's degree on 9/11. Watch the two videos, read the two books. You will have a master's degree. You will know everything. Well, 90% of it. There's too much to know all of it. And again, I'm being sarcastic. This war is wrong. Yes, troops are going to be killed. I'm sad that's happening. These were mercenaries. And our government's doing things on a wider scale to them. What do you expect? What do you expect? I mean, give me a break. Nobody cared when the UN was doing this to Africans. I think it's bad across the board. This war is bad. Okay, we're about to go to Brock and Michael and Mike and many others here in just a few minutes. The next 4 minutes, though, Jim Shepard from New Millennium Concepts. Jim, good to have you on the show.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Alex. You're still putting out great news.
Well, Jim, we've got all this stuff happening. People don't know how to take control of their lives. I've said it's real simple. Whether you're listening to this show at 11 o'clock tonight or at 2 a.m. this morning, or somebody gives you a CD of it in a month, you need to call this toll-free number that Jim's going to give you. You need to stop drinking the water full of herbicide, pesticide, chlorine, mercury, nickel, MBTE, Prozac, Ritalin, birth control pills. I mean, it's so toxic. I see articles every day about it, every day about the bottled water being dangerous. It's time to filter your water yourself, 70% of your body. Most of the toxins you get are through the water. It's time to take control for you and your family. Jim, how do they do it?
You can give us a call at 888-803-4438. Or you can go on the web and find us at BerkeyWater.com. And, the folks that have been thinking about getting the water filter, you need it. You've just been kind of putting it off or thinking about, the finances of it or collecting the money. Now, Alex, would probably be a pretty good time to start considering that for two reasons. Number one, summer is coming up. The water filter is portable, so you can take it with you, set it up in your hotel room, take it with you when you travel. And, Alex, as you know, there's been some word out there that they might try to, the Al-Qaeda might try to influence our election. And if you're out of town...
The Al-Qaeda?
Pardon me?
The Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one before, but... Anyway, if some event would occur and you were in a city vacationing or something like that, it would be very uncomfortable to be without some way to filter and purify your water. And fortunately, the Berkey lights are portable. And we do have that special. You can find the special on Infowars.com or you can call us at 888-803-4438. Ask us about the Alex Jones special.
Yeah, folks, you need to tell them that Alex Jones sent you to get the big discounts. You've also got the deal for the portable Sport Berkeys, five of them for $99. And these things are $35, $40 a piece in stores. They do 630 refills off of tap water, 130 off of a swamp water. Great system. You get 12 of them for $199, an insane deal. Again, you need to take advantage of that. Give them to friends and family.
And by the way, I do want to mention, these are the generic ones that we make for missionaries. They're the same exact sport bottle. We just don't have Berkey Sport silk screened on them. Same power as the Berkey Sport. And again,
they don't cut everything out, but they're better than most big, expensive water filters.
They are a purifier. They will remove pathogenic bacteria 99.99999%, which is way beyond what is considered removal.
But so. your Black Berkey, made here in America, this baby is the annihilator.
It is.
They've set at major universities a new standard you've developed.
Yes.
And you can get one of those for $199 and get a free Berkey sports bottle or the sheltering in place preparedness video.
And if you want the one with the emergency lights, and they work great as night lights, but folks, if the power goes out because of some event, you've got light with the Berkey light.
But not just for emergencies. I mean, every day I hear about a major water supply where they say boil it for a week, it's full of bacteria, and they find out after 1,000 people get sick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time to take control of your life, folks, because the chlorine and stuff kills all the bacteria, but then you're eating, you're drinking dead bacteria. 1-888-803-4438. What do you think of the tragic images of dead bodies strung up from the bridge?
It makes me sick, and I'll tell you what, Alex, I've been uncomfortable with this war from the beginning, and it makes me sick because I have a feeling that we're mired in quicksand. You know, when you're in quicksand, the more you struggle, the deeper you sink. And I really, at this stage of the game, at this present moment in time, it looks like a lose-lose situation to me. Now,
and this is what happened. A former top Air Force general, a former Marine Corps top general, even the Secretary of the Army, White, they all said it's going to take 400,000 men. You can't do it. These people are always killing each other. This is a nightmare. That's why it's so dumb when they say it's Al-Qaeda doing it. No, it's all these factions. And we're jumping into a snake pit, and all these chicken hawks who never even served in combat said, we don't care, we're going in. And now and Bush makes jokes about bring them on, well, here come more coffins, and, oh, we're the mass destruction, not here, not there, ha, ha, ha. Well, they're not losing their family members.
Well, and this little town of 250,000 people that just drug these our boys through the street, the only way that I can see that they can solve that problem is to literally take the people out of the town, separate them, relocate them to different locations in Iraq so they can't get together and get their gang together.
Yeah, relocation.
And then level that city. Now, if you do that, I'm telling you, that's not going to fly politically, internationally. And if you don't do it, we're going to have the same stuff happening over and over.
And that's the Sovietization. That's what they've been doing in other towns, where you won't find, according to the New York Times, Washington Times, both did articles with the generals admitting it, you won't find one man under 11 years of age. They just take them all to Halliburton-run camps.
To me, it looks like a lose-lose situation, and it's getting worse by the day. And
did you know that 10 million Germans died in the relocation and suppression in the 4 years after World War II? Many of them innocent.
And how many?
10 million.
You're kidding.
No,
I've never heard that, Alex.
No, yeah, 10 million starved to death and died, most of them in camps. Those are official numbers you just don't hear about on the nightly news. And the point is, I heard neocons going, let's do the same thing to the Iraqis.
Yep. Well, it's probably the expedient thing to do, but it's not the humane thing to do, and it's not. To a certain degree, that's the only way you're going to solve the problem. And if you do that, then I don't think that you're morally justified. And I think, to me, I just agree with you.
Well, what would Americans do if Russians were here taking over and appointing officials and? And I mean, look, this is horrible. We got to get out of there. They now admit it was all over oil. Hey, Jim Shepard, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure.
I appreciate the call. 1-888-803-4438. All right, I'm going to take three or four more calls, and that's it, because I got to do some news blitzing. Let's talk to, I guess, who's up next here? Brock in Canada. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Brock.
I just wondered... if you think this Condi Rice testifying on that if they've got this whole game rigged.
Yeah, it's WWF Wrestling. I got the article right here.
Yeah.
Keen, the head of the committee, is in business with the Bin Laden family.
Well, I wonder how some of this can leak out, that such as the day of the bombings, Willie Brown was told not to fly by the, I think it was Condi Rice.
Yeah, it was Condi, yeah.
You know, and how can the fact that Larry Silverstein, the owner of building number 7, ordered it imploded, well, for him to do that, they had to have wired it days before the attack. He can't just go in 3 hours and wire a building.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Great points, Brock. Michael in Texas, go ahead.
I got a point to make here from the Article 6 of the Constitution.
Okay, FEMA's not going to be very happy. They say it's terroristic to even talk about it, but go ahead.
I personally believe that the Constitution is not perfect, and this flaw here was purposely put as an end means of destroying the Constitution itself. Anyways, it says, this Constitution, in Article 6, and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Now, they're talking about treaties and
but
the
that
judges.
That means through the Congress, and if it violates the Bill of Rights, then that supersedes that, and it's null and void.
And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything.
Yeah, people saw that, and that's why we had the Bill of Rights.
But they're doing it anyways.
So we're going to stand up. That's right, we're in a fight. Good to hear from you, Michael. Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Fine.
Alex, quickly, I just want to ask you. I know you don't like to to make a projection or whatever, but do you think Bush is going to be reelected, or do you think we're going to see Kerry?
I've been saying for 3 years I think Bush will be reelected. I said John F. Kerry 2 years ago would be the running mate. He's the running mate, not the candidate Bush is running against. He's the coffin mate, because they're skull and bones, skeleton mate of Bush, the cousin of Bush, and it's all a stage deal.
Right,
I
absolutely.
Predict George W. will be our next Lord.
Yes. Now, Alex, quickly, you know what? They said today on local radio here in Chicago that 12 to 15,000 Iraqi citizens were killed during the first open attacks last March.
Yeah, it's now 20,000. That's admitted.
Right. Now, here
but then after they took over, they banned the Iraqi government from ever releasing cancer, death, abortion statistics, any statistics on the number of dead. First thing killers do is they don't allow the numbers of dead bodies to come out.
Right.
And that goes for our troops, too. They cover up those coffins, and don't let people see that.
Absolutely, and they only let the news media in there today. They said they won't let them film the caskets of the four dead men. Now, Alex, real quickly,
it's now nine.
Yeah, nine. What I want to ask you a question: what do you think happened to all these Iraqi people that were attacked, and their whole country turned upside down, worse than it ever was before Saddam Hussein was in there? I'm not saying I condone what they did, but I mean, like I said to my friend, if Russia did attack you, in the same analogy, you'd be angry too.
Well, they keep saying civilians, 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 and that's being dishonest. These were Merc teams. These were Delta Force people.
Right.
They're privately hired, and that's what they signed up for. And our troops are driving around with people's heads on their tanks, and that's cute and funny. No, it's not. Thanks for the call. Let's take one final call. Mick in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just heard Lord Dr. Henry Kissinger thinks we ought to stay the course. I can't believe
Lord Kissinger said so, the independent head of the council they wanted?
Yeah, well, I just can't believe they're trotting him out and actually think that anybody believes him anymore.
A guy who put out now declassified documents calling for sterilizing half the women of the world?
And on and on. Hey, did you hear Billy Jack's run for president? You remember Billy Jack?
No.
It was a movie back in the 70s. They're really keeping a lid on that because it was really popular, and I believe if people knew about him, people would vote for him.
Okay.
If the elections were honest. His name is Tom Laughlin. He's running as a Republican, but he's trying to point out the hypocrisy, corruption, the phony left-right, you know, Republican two-party system.
Good call. Thanks for the call. No more calls, sorry, because I got mucho grande news I want to cover here. This is out of Reuters. Russian Duma moves to curb demonstrations. Hey, our government's doing it too. Russian Parliament gave initial approval Wednesday to stricter rules on public protests that opposition leaders already with little voice in the legislature say could clear them of the streets as well. State Duma lower house, where President Vladimir Putin supporters have had a huge majority since the general election in December, passed on its first reading of a bill that would outlaw rallies and pickets in most public places, which we now have here, free speech zones. You can protest two blocks away or 2 miles away behind a fence. And it goes on to talk about how they're arresting people that protest at gatherings. Hey, we're doing it here, too. By the way, the Russians wear the same black uniforms and ski masks and helmets. They were wearing them 30 years ago. We just got ours in the last few years. But hey, major poll, Americans seem willing to surrender some personal information to the government for improved against terrorism, as if you get that. But nearly three-fourths of adults express strong concerns that the government can't be trusted with information, according to a major survey. The Council for Excellence in Government reported, and it goes on to say the survey said 72% of adults have only some or very little trust in the government to use personal information properly. And it goes on to explain that. And still they create this false pretext, this idea that it's a trade-off. Give up liberty, get security. That's not how history works. You get the opposite. You get tyranny. New technology turns cell phones into tracking devices, and that's already been in place for 3 years. I don't know why they're saying now it's happening. Just announcing it to you as the slaves. Boy, I tell you, when we get back, I will hit about five final key news stories. One a minute. All absolutely bombshell. Stay with us in the final segment. You do not want to miss it. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Excellent. They're waking up. Most of the people that see them, get them, make copies. I authorize you to for nonprofit educational purposes. air them on Access Television, get them out to opinion makers, public officials, and our masters, our lords, our authorities. Educate them about what's happening. Many people are dumbed down. Once they see the truth, they already have a lot of pieces of the puzzle. They wake up. 1-888-253-3139 to get any of the videos on the elite's occult activities, on 9/11, you name it. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Tom Flacco, journalist for WorldNet Daily and Newsmax and others, has been covering the 9/11 both committees for the last 2 years. Chairman Keynes linked to bin Laden's brother-in-law. Keynes' pre-9/11 oil links to bin Laden's brother-in-law were severed just prior to the appointment as FBI translator's letter, and calls to chairman charging security and espionage breaches were unanswered for a year. Like an event, an upscale Capitol Hill eatery, Chairman Tom Keene was graciously shepherding witnesses and fellow commissioners from one table of questions to another, and it gets into Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law, who was responsible to be the past financier and benefactor of George W. Bush, and Keene's been involved with that. Also, he was involved with Bush covering up 9/11 evidence before he was even appointed. They've ordered people to change transcripts. I mean, it's just incredible. A large region of Australia, Balenia Council, rejects fluoride, ABC News, after almost 40 years of providing fluoride to the Shire's residents. They call them Shires. Northern Council is recommending that it scrap the service. It says because new legislation now classifies fluoride as a poison. And it says the head of the region's water and sewage, Phil Warner, says it's time to stop the practice because the council is no longer authorized to hand out fluoride. And they go on to call it poison. Wow. But again, you're crazy here if you talk about it. It doesn't exist. Here's a story out of the evening news. Speed cameras, the truth. A scathing report today revealed some of Norfolk's speed cameras could have been wrongly sighted. So, and again, Lockheed Martin runs a lot of these. They've caught them in California and in Maryland, shortening the yellow lights, causing more accidents, cheating people. Private cameras giving you tickets. The investigation carried out by Norfolk Police found that in some cases the data used to justify the sighting of cameras was questionable, while on other occasions it was simply unavailable because it had been shredded. And it goes on and on for page after page. Court orders U.S. to review Mexican cases, saying they're not allowed to execute Mexicans. And 2 years ago they said that we couldn't execute those two Germans in Arizona that killed a bunch of people at a bank. And the Supreme Court ruled, yes, the U.N. has told us, so we can't do it. Again, long before the sodomy case in Texas where the Supreme Court said we're going to follow the U.N. ruling, they were doing it on death penalty cases. But Arizona said, we don't care what you say, and went ahead and executed them. Good, that's the 10th Amendment in action. Credit card cards tap into radio tags. BBC, MasterCard, and Visa and others are putting tracker chips in their credit cards. Big article there for you. We covered most of it, a lot of stories we didn't get to. In enough detail, you can simply check out at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Multiple video clips, new audio clips, government documents, legislation, alternative news, mainstream news. It's all posted there thanks to the incredible work of my webmasters, and just God bless them both. So definitely check the site, spread the word, tell everybody we're going to expose who the criminals are. We're going to stand up against big government that's been the most murdering, corrupt force in history. And we're going to defeat the new world order. We shall prevail with God's blessing. Again, all the glory goes to God. I'd ask God to guide you in your life. God bless you all. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.